from the Haynes of the Gear, you know, to the end of the tongue, and that's what God is about.
Yes. And a buggy, you didn't have to back the horse in between?
It's a shed, yeah, that's right, and a shed and a buggy. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you talk with him and get him to, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, you can train a horse, sure. You can train. Yeah, you can. Well, we had buggy horses, you know, and it was trained. But I remember one night we were coming from a graduating assignment, or graduating exercise at our school, and my mother and father had a big gray mare. And she was a very good gentle horse, but for some reason her car paid, and she got scared and went to running towards the car. And the bit broke. You know, had the bridle, and the bit broke. And so when she hit the car, she went to pass the car and tore loose from the buggy. And went and just left. But if it hadn't, I don't know what happened, but she just went crazy and caught up in that car and hit the buggy. You know, the buggy ran in it and tore the buggy loose from her. And that's what my mother and father didn't get hurt, but they would have. Well, don't tell you what happened if they hadn't hit that car, because she was gone and the bit was broke.
Do you ever have any mischief happen to you on horses, or were you able to handle them pretty good?
Well, we've had them through. In fact, we used to ride young horses. You know, as a kid, would go ride. But I've never had any real bad accident. Well, one day we had I don't know why we had a one horse wagon, and three or four of us chaps, and one of my oldest brother, and me, and I don't know a bunch of us, were hauling up house wood, and the back of the house was a pretty steep hill. And going down that hill with the end of the log sticking out, and the wagon hit it and turned the whole thing over, all chaps and all. And it hurt one brother pretty bad. But anyway, my mother come out, and we were all down there hollering and screaming. And she'd come, you didn't know what in the world was the matter. And the old mule, it turned him over too when the wagon turned, you know, the gear, a tied tongue, you know, and to the shed and everything. Well, when that wagon turned over, it turned him and that threw the mule over too. Man, we were in a mess down there, but didn't anybody get hurt bad. I remember that well. But somebody with a wagon going over, it drug him. A boat cut across my oldest brother, one of my oldest brother, right in the jaw and cut a big place right there. But it got all right. We got uneasy about it for a while. Well, it swelled up big, you know, the doctor was in Clinton. But it got all right.
Now, the wheel of the wagon, you had the hub and then spokes, right?
That's right.
And they ran into a wood.
The wheel ran. You mean what made the wagon turn?
The spokes ran into a wooden.
No, the whole wheel. The log was sticking out, and the whole wheel, when the mule just pulled the whole wagon over that log, and it was up pretty high, and it turned the whole thing over on us, the body. The body was attached to the frame of the wagon, and it drug it under the body. Why, you know, the mule got up and going on, dragging the wagon, but the body tore loose from the frame of the wagon, and some of it was under the body. And when the body got there, we were hollering down there everywhere. But they never did have no trouble with that. But I remember one time that I thought it was one of the niggers going to be killed. We had a new mule, and he wanted to ride him out to field. That's what we'd do. We'd ride him, and whenever he had a new mule, the nigger wanted to ride him. So it was a tall sapper leaning over in the field, low. And when that nigga got on that mule, the mule went to buzzing and going right toward that sapper's tree, a big tree. She was going to kill him when she went on that tree. But when the mule went on that tree, that nigga just laid down on her back and went on it. I thought he was gone, but there was room for him to go under that tree. Then one day we come out of here, and it was two creeks on out of place. We had a flood, and it dug out a big hole, as big as this room, deep, just blowed out there by the side of the road. This was a new mule, too. And it was steep bank, just blowed a big hole out there in the middle of the field.